TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Motorsport, yeah. Put that thing in sports. Shout it bad, pop it like a court. You a dork, never been a sport. Dork. Pull up, jumping out the court. Cotton candy, drink. My cup tastes like the fair.
Cotton.
Straight up there,
swear.
We didn't take the stairs.
Swear.
Face my fears,
fear.
Gave my mama tears.
Mama,
shifting gears,
shift.
On the Nokia Sears.
Face all your fears, then get at me. Get so many donuts on them back streets. Sit so high in the nosebleed. Feel like I can fly, yeah.
Man, Burger check, Bill Bella check. Take the F at the bar, just so I can flex. Take the F at the mall, walking with the sex. Take the F at your ball, now she can't go back. Man, Burger check, Bill Bella check. Take the F at the ball, just so I can flex. Take the F at the mall, walking with the set. Take the F at your ball.
The coupe came imported.
Hey.
The seats is all white, coming snorted.
White.
Green Lamborghini, your tortoise.
Lambo.
No human being, I'm immortal.
No.
Protect your AP for the water. 100K, I spend on my senora.
Rat.
My pinky on margarine butter.
Margarine.
And my ex got McDonald's niggas.
Hey.
Soon as I land on the lyrics, who gets they wet tears?
Yeah.
488 hit the gears. Suicide, don't Britney Spears.
Hey.
I'm bougie, so bitch, don't get near.
Bougie.
Chris Angel make dope disappear.
Voila.
Hit the gas, it got flames out the rear.
Yeah.
It's a race to the bag, get the meal.
Hide the dick like a BMX.
Yeah.
No nigga wanna be my ex.
No.
I love when he go on tour, cause he comes small. When I see him left, I get upset.
Oh,
I turn offset on. I told him the other day, man, we should sell that porn. Yeah, Cardi B, I'm back, bitches. I wanna hear, I'm acting different. Same lips that be talking about me is the same lips that be ass kissing. These hoes saying what they say they are, and they pussies think they catfish. Same hoes that was sending shots, they reaching out like they back itching. Why would I hop in some beef?
Why?
When I could just hop in the Porsche. You heard she? Gone do what from who? That's not a reliable source.
No,
tell me, have you seen her? Let me wrap my weave up. I'm the truck Selena. Tell me my gasolina.
Motorsport,
yeah.
Put that thing in sports. Shout it
bad,
pop it like a court.
Pop it.
You a dork, never been a sport.
Dork.
Pull up, jumping out the court.
Yo, watch your man, then you should watch your mouth. Bitches is press, administer mouth to mouth. You see them stats? You know what I am about? I am the champ, I'm Iron Mike and about. Attention, I'ma need you to face front. You don't want smoke with me, this is a lace blunt. Raps Jackie Chan, we ain't pulling them fake stunts. My crown won't fit on your bum ass lace front. You bitches catching the fade, shout out my nigga Lil Boosie. All of your friends will be dead, you could get hit with that Uzi. I call him Ricky, he say he love me like Lucy. Get you a straw, nigga, you know this pussy is juicy. This Givenchy is custom made, now you can't get it, that's fact though. I don't work in the office, but they copying and that's fact though. I ain't trying to be violent, but if Nicki on it, it's slapped, ho. Get you lined for that paper like a loose leaf when that strap blow. I'm with a couple bad bitches that'll rip the party. If Quavo the QB, I'm Nick Lombardi. Pull up in a space coupe, find a link with Marty. I can actually afford to get a pink Bugatti. Hey, yo, Nick, damn, you just do a hit with Gotti. That too, but my niggas send hits like Gotti. It's a rap like them things on the head of a Saudi. Bitch, you my son, go gonna sit on a potty.
Run them Chanel. I stopped them running from 12. Ain't made no commitment with none of you bitches, cause money you treating me well. If niggas, she show me a titty, right hand on the Bible, I swear I won't tell.
Swear.
If I get to play with that kitty, I wonder how many platinums we gon' sell.
Album.
Pop a perk and catch a pill.
Pop one.
Now I cannot feel the wheel.
Whoa.
My chest band give me chill. In the left hand of Richard Mill. Not the watch, but the price on the ice, if you don't know what that is. Motorsport, Motorville. Abort the mission, that's a kill.
Motorsport,
yeah.
Put that thing in sports. Shout it bad, pop it like a court.
Pop it.
You a dork, never been a sport.
Dork.
Pull up, jumping out the court. Cotton candy,
drink.
My cup tastes like the fair.
Cotton.
Straight up there,
where?
We didn't take the stairs.
Where?
Face my fears, gave my mama tears.
Mama.
Shifting gears,
shift.
On the Nokia Sears. My grandma can see me.
Grandma.
Take away pain ain't easy.
Pain.
That why I vibe with blizzing.
Yeah.
Niggas not capping the season.
Social activity every time. Cardi B, Motorsports. This is Social Lab Team Hama Radio 606 out there in the West, 906 Puerto Rico. Coming to you live tonight. Agua Dia. Hola. Popping. 917-889-3926. Interesting one tonight. Now, this is an old story, but a new one to many of you, because I know some of y'all hookers wish y'all had a thought of this first. 19-year-old auctions her virginity to the highest bidder. And do you know how much the highest bidder paid? $1.5 million. Although I'm seeing reports that this thing got up to like 4.3. That's right. Teen auctions off her virginity to the highest bidder. And she had a few folks that was willing to put up millions. Now, again, I know some of y'all wish y'all had come up with this first, but she beat you to the punch, even though you've been selling poo-poo for years. I said it. 917-889-3926. We talking about, would you auction off your virginity to the highest bidder? Some of y'all been doing it, but it never got up to 2.5. Hey, this is part one, because this is an interesting combo. Jump on it, 917-889-3926, if we want to hear from you. But first, all the way live from the ATL, and I want to know so bad, have you ever sold any? Give it up for Hot Chocolate.
I'm actually afraid to answer that question. I may get a wild hair up my behind and want to run for office one day for something. No, I feel it. Let me just be honest. I can't say that I've been selling it, but I can say, you know, I wasn't as smart as she was and gave it away for free.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Would you auction off your virginity? Now, when I first heard this story, the first time I heard about this story, it was in a comedy show. And to me, even though it was funny, there was like too much truth to the story. It sounded like a real story. So did my research and come to find out. I mean, first of all, this is not the first time this has actually happened. But the 19-year-old is a model who goes by the name of, I want to say Giselle, is the name she goes by. I have no idea if that's her real name. 19 years old, was trying to figure out how she was going to, quote, unquote, pay for school. So she wanted to pay for school, and she wanted to do some traveling. I think it was probably the latter. More than going to school.
Right.
But ultimately, she never thought, so she said, that it would actually get up to where it actually got to. Which we're going to round off and say $3 million. Now, the bidder was a businessman from Dubai. But guess what? There was also a Hollywood actor who came in second runner-up, next to a Russian businessman who actually was willing to put up like 1.2. Again, I'm sure some of y'all hoes wish y'all had come up with this idea first, but she one-upped you on this one. One-upped you on this one. Now, the first time this actually happened, there was a young lady who actually went to Cinderella Escorts. Now, I'm not trying to give any of you all an idea, right? Some of y'all don't need ideas anyway, not from us.
Yeah,
but
at all.
This idea of selling your virginity, it actually happened via Cinderella Escorts with someone else previously who actually came out like a, you know, fat cat, rat, whatever you want to call it. Pretty much hit the lottery. Pretty much she hit the lottery. Who would be willing? And at this point, you know, you have to speak in past tense because some of y'all, you know, you can't claim virgin even if you claim virgin. You can't claim it. So it'll never happen again. You know.
You can't go back.
You can't go back. Never, ever again.
Ever.
But, I mean, if you could, is this the way you want to do it? I mean, again, I'm sure there's some people out there like, damn it, man, I wish I had to come up with that one right there. I mean, something seems real wrong about this to me. But at the same time, I mean, why not get paid when so many are giving it away for free?
That's true. Like, it seems a little creepy to me, I guess, you know, if you set the whole thing up and then you're...
No, it doesn't seem creepy. It is creepy.
It's creepy.
It is creepy.
You're going to invite all sorts of entities, weirdos, out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
And, yes, it will give you...
I mean, but you have to be somewhat of a weirdo yourself. I mean,
true.
To even come up with this.
Very true. Very true. Like, of course, you know, the old-fashioned way you do get the same opportunity to screen your potential suitors. But I think this is definitely a level up to that, not just financially, but I think based on the type of suitors that it's going to bring out, because the candidate is a virgin. That's wrong on so many levels.
It seems extremely like weird.
Yeah.
Extremely weird. I mean, you know, there's been so much, you know, attention surrounding, I think, sexual harassment and scandals and, you know, pedophilia. This seems a little out there for someone to, you know, put, you know, themselves on the line like this. But again, I mean, I get it to a certain degree. But at the same time, I don't. Like, my daughter could not come to me and you know, come up with this half-cocked idea and think she's going to get my body. I mean, even if, you know, even if there were millions of dollars involved, I think, you know, some things money can't buy. I know we're living in a time where money can buy a lot of things, but some things money can't buy. I was listening to Eminem's, one of Eminem's new joints, and Eminem's project is fire for those
it really
who
is.
Haven't heard. First of all, this guy is shutting hip-hop down, bringing back, like, true hardcore hip-hop with lyrics, Eminem. But in Eminem's song, he said something to the effect of, you know, he sold his soul. He ultimately said, you know, he has accomplished a lot of success, but in the midst of the success, he literally sold his soul for the notoriety. And there's something about this, and Eminem has nothing to do with this situation outside of the fact that the lyric brings me to the 19-year-old who has somewhat sold her soul. I mean, if you auction your virginity off, you potentially would do anything. Potentially.
I agree. I mean, losing your virginity is supposed to be one of those things that's sacred that you do with your with your husband, you know? So
that's right.
Being willing to sell it to somebody.
Well, let's take husband out of it. Let's take husband out of it because, you know, a lot of folks have given their virginity away, and it was to someone, you know, far from husband material. So let's just take husband out of it and
Fact.
And say
and
someone
totally
you care about. Say
that's
someone
totally
you care about at least.
Yes. Yeah. Someone you like a little bit.
That you like a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, you know, if you're 19 years old, this person who has put up $2.5 million to bang you out,
mm-hmm.
what if he's like 87?
Ugh.
What if he's like 73? Do you do
that's
like Miss Sealy did and just let Miss Fur climb up on top of you and let him do his business?
For $4.3 million, you don't have a choice at that point.
You know, 2.5, you know, 3 mil, but you know.
Yeah.
Interesting times we living in. 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you. Your thoughts. Would you auction off your virginity if you could? Would you be okay with your daughter or your, you know, sister or your niece auctioning off their virginity? Your thoughts. We want to hear from you.
Yeah,
this is like crazy. It is pretty crazy.
Yeah. I mean, even in the aspect of a male losing his virginity, that would be just as weird.
It goes both ways. Yeah, it goes both ways. And I don't know if never heard that story, you know, but we know that they are male prostitutes. You know, we know that they
Absolutely.
Are, you know, cougars who pay, who, you know, so
yes.
it could go either way. Now, I'll tell you something. Now, there's certainly a double standard here. There's certainly a double standard here. And I'm going to be honest now. If my son came to me and told me that, you know, Cougar wanted to pay him 2.5 for some D, I think I would be okay with it.
I'm not just fair, saying. Karen. Why?
I said it's a double standard.
But you're not explaining why.
Well, I will tell you. I have no problem telling you. I think that a female's virginity is way more sacred than a male's virginity. I just do. I'm not saying it's right. And I gave the disclaimer that it was a double standard. I just think I would protect my daughter and feel a whole different way about my daughter than I would with my son. And at least I'm being honest about it, not saying it's right. I just would have a problem with my daughter being with someone who was buying her, you know, versus my son. I don't know, but guess what? I know I'm not the only one in America who, you know, who applies those double standards.
So do you feel as though it's more of a come up for your son if the cougar is paying for his virginity?
Well, I think because, oh, gosh, I think because I dealt with cougars in my teenage years and in my early 20s. I think because that was me to a certain degree. No one purchased my virginity because I lost my virginity when I was 12 years old. Unfortunately, they didn't buy it. But could they have purchased it? Positive, they could have. I'm just saying.
Well, she was, I'm assuming, an older girl anyway, so we won't call her a cougar. We'll call her a puma or a mountain lion or something. We'll go with mountain.
Who, the 19-year-old?
Yeah. Because her 7 years doesn't qualify her quite for cougar.
Oh, not 19 years old. Far from it.
No, but she's still grown.
Oh, absolutely. And they were referring to her as a teen. And unfortunately, 19 is the only thing that's a teen, but she is officially a grown woman.
Grown woman.
And so, you know, one,
absolutely.
she can make adult decisions. But still, a 19-year-old who could possibly be still living at home can certainly be reprimanded, if you will. But I'm thinking if you're about to get paid 2.5, you know, you can afford to move out on your own now and take care of yourself.
Sure can.
If you've just joined us, we're talking about
charges that you're probably going to come up on.
You said to fight charges you're probably going to come up on?
Yeah, because if I find out that you're a cougar and you're after my 19-year-old son or daughter... Yeah, you're going to need some bail money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but this is the reality, right? I mean, even though let me reflect back on myself at 19 years old. At 19, let me just get even, who remember ages that I was younger? 19 years old, I could remember sleeping with a 36-year-old at 19. At 19. And at 19... my mom was probably in her early 40s. So the one that I was sleeping with at 19 was probably just a few years younger than my mom.
Younger than your mother, yeah. And then had your mother
than
found out, she would have killed you and her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, but the bottom line is, 19, I was officially an adult. Right. So she may not have liked it, but just like, you know, this 19-year-old who has clearly, you know, owned her situation, you know, even though she's saying she's doing it for school and to travel the world. I mean, wow. I mean,
that would be a very difficult pill for me to swallow if my daughter came to me and told me that she was going to sell her virginity to the highest bidder. I would probably cry and feel like I would have, like I failed her as a parent.
And all she's looking for is a come up. It may not have anything to do with your parenting, or you know, maybe you know, she saw some sleazy things, you know, in her childhood, and felt like, hey, maybe her view on sex is completely different than a lot of people's view on sex.
True.
I mean, sex seems to be a very taboo type of discussion, but hey, I mean, we're living in an age where, I mean, all kind of freaky deaky is popping off.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, look at the Catholic Church.
And out in the open, not behind closed doors anymore.
No, it's definitely not behind closed doors. I mean, and I'll tell you something. When I was a little taken aback by the situation with the Catholic Church and how I feel like the Catholic Church has failed thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of children over the years.
Yeah.
For these people to still be at the helm, knowing what has been done, it's like a bunch of old, crippled pedophiles. Like, you know. It's just something real creepy about it. And I was about to make a very inappropriate statement, but I'm glad that I think before I speak. because, you know, with these oh, I'm gonna leave it alone.
Yeah.
These shootings, these shootings that are taking place right now, you know, I mean, I don't get it. I do not get it. I mean, you know, there's some real reasoning. You know, if people want to, you know, retaliate, there are some things that you could truly retaliate about if you truly want to deal with some stuff. So let's stop the shenanigans. Let's stop the shenanigans and pull ourselves together. But what I do commend, I commend the FBI for the work that they've done here recently, because, I mean, last week was just a week of hate-filled terror in America.
It really was. Jeez.
Hate-filled terror. We choose love over here. Wow. I don't know how I got on that, but we're talking about the 19-year-old turned off her virginity and gained 2.5, we might as well say $3 million from a businessman out of Dubai. There was an actor who put up some money. There was a Russian who put up some money. Would you be willing to sell your virginity? Would you let your daughter sell their virginity? We want to hear from you, 917-889-3926. Or do you think this is like A-OK, do what you got to do, you know, we live in America. It's a free world. I mean, what are your thoughts? There's some people who may not, I mean, who feel like, hey, you know, she's just doing what she got to do. No judgment.
Yeah,
no judgment,
nothing
no foul.
Wrong with it. She's an adult.
And this is not about judgment, people, because I'm truly a believer. You know, judge not so that you won't be judged. But listen, if you put yourself out here like this, hey, we're going to judge you.
You're asking to be judged if you put yourself out.
Absolutely.
Like that.
And I would love to know what your mama is saying, but I'm thinking she gave her mama some money. Like, back up off me, mama. The mortgage is due, and here you go. You needed a new car, and here you go. That's how you get your parents off your back. Pay off some bills.
Yeah, she bought mom and dad a new car and paid off the house.
Unbelievable. Hey, we'll keep this conversation going on Wednesday because it's an interesting one. I don't know, man. I don't know about this, man.
You just know you don't know about it.
Yeah, I don't. It just seems creep squad, man. I mean, it just seems creep squad.
Yes, it's very creep squad because you think of all of the old, not just old men, but you think of all of the different types of men who would lust after a 19-year-old virgin, and then you dissect the things in your mind that these creepy men could be thinking about doing to this girl and who she is pretty much just kind of subjecting herself to whatever
I wonder if there was guidelines like it can't be more than an hour. You know, you can't use any metal objects. You can't tie me up. You can't chain me. Or if it's like, anything goes. I don't know. Nine P.
Even with 2.5, anything cannot go.
I don't know. If I put up my 2.5, damn it, anything goes.
Yeah, I don't know. We're gonna have a guideline or two or four.
Hey. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. We out of here. It's crazy.
Peace. Social Labs, DM on the radio. Boogie is tickled.
Man, people are crazy.
We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio. For the general, I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. And for Fee and Madam Boston, we will see you on Wednesday.
peace.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio.